At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Fort Worth City Council today will get a briefing on the city's current smoking ordinance and whether changes should be made to it. Smoking's currently allowed in bars that generate most of their annual income from alcohol sales, but the mayor is pushing for a change. Betsy Price said she's been feeling the pressure from advocates for a smoke-free ordinance. There's no word yet on the proposed changes, but the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports they'll likely include a ban on smoking in bars and possibly on bingo parlors. Retail tobacco stores, cigar bars, and hookah lounges would be exempt. Irving has become the latest North Texas city to take part in bike sharing. The Dallas Morning News reports the city council last week approved a year-long agreement with Garland-based V-Bikes. Unlike bike sharing programs in cities like Washington, D.C., riders of V-bikes don't have to return them to a docking station. Riders can unlock the bikes via smartphone, park it near their end destination, and manually lock the bike. V-bikes and other bike share companies have been placing bikes without docking stations in Dallas, Denton, and Fort Worth. Amid sexual assault allegations in Hollywood, a state lawmaker wants to eliminate the Texas Film Commission. The commission offers incentives to film and video game companies to bring production to Texas. However, the legislature has reduced funding for the incentive program in recent years. On Facebook yesterday, Plano Republican Matt Shaheen said he'll file legislation to abolish the commission. He's tried and failed before. Shaheen in 2015 wanted to eliminate the film incentives program. He said he doesn't believe government should fund films. Republican state senators Connie Burton of Colleyville and Bob Hall of Edgewood also proposed bills to eliminate film incentives in the last legislative session. The Garland School District's trying to make it easier for parents to learn English. It's offering evening classes taught by its own teachers who created the curriculum. KERA's Stella Chavez reports the district's also encouraging parents to bring their kids along.
Okay, did you all do your homework?
Yeah.
Let's check it. We're going to check it.
It's a little after 6:30 at night inside Daugherty Elementary, but classes are in session. Alvaro Mendez stands in front of a group of eager students, parents learning English.
It's a girl. It's a woman. She?
She
is?
They're going over their homework and learning about subject-verb agreement.
Miss Ruiz is the teacher.
Okay.
She is not from my country.
Okay.
She is from Canada.
Very well.
The Garland School District has offered English language classes for adults for more than 15 years. What's different this year? The district isn't just teaching parents English. They're helping parents use what they learn to become better advocates for their kids at school. Parents are learning how to use a computer and how to set up an email account. Sophia Nunez is Parent Engagement Facilitator for the Garland School District. She oversees the ESL classes, which are free.
The following week, once they're in the program, they already have their emails. We're going to set them up on an account where they can track their child's grades. And we're going to show them how to use it in a way where they know what courses they're taking, what grades are they getting, are they missing an assignment.
Another priority for the district, showing parents how to better prepare for conferences with their kids' teachers, like how to ask questions about how their kids are doing in class.
These little steps are not only going to empower the parents, help them know the culture and the requisites.
Nunez says parents who don't speak much English need encouragement and confidence in their speaking ability. She hopes the classes will give them just that.
They're assets in their child's education. We know that every parent has hopes and dreams for their kids. All of us want good things for them.
The Migration Policy Institute says 11.5 million children in the U.S. are considered dual language learners. These are children ages 8 and under and who have at home at least one parent who speaks a language other than English. Texas has 1.7 million who are dual language learners, the second largest number in the country. Back in Garland, 46-year-old Martha Victoria just enrolled in an English language class at Daugherty Elementary. She has four kids. Two are in college and two are in Garland ISD. She says she's here because she wants to help them.
Últimamente, lo que es matemáticas, mi hijo me pregunta que le ayude a hacer la tarea.
Lately, my son's been asking me to help him with his math homework, she says. If it was in Spanish, I could help him, but in English, there are certain words I don't understand. Victoria says it's hard for her to speak English. That's why she's glad she's able to practice speaking it during class. The teacher only speaks in English to the students.
Me gusta mucho. Primero decía yo, no, este nivel yo no voy a poder.
I like it a lot, she says. At first, I was worried the class would be too advanced for me, but I said, if I don't try harder, I'm not going to learn. Victoria's kids are proud of her. Richard Pacheco is 11 and in the sixth grade.
I think about my mom, that she's good at learning. She's going to learn more in this district, and I hope she gets better in English.
Richard and his brother, Emmanuel, join their mom for her twice-a-week classes. While she's learning English, they're getting tutoring or participating in enrichment activities. The district wants to make it easier for parents to take these English classes, so they're letting parents bring children in grades pre-K to sixth grade. In one classroom, kids are learning about different types of clouds.
So what is one that really stuck with you? I thought the one with the hole was really cool.
Yeah, I think that's what stuck with you.
We're putting hands up and then everyone's talking. Axel.
I liked the one of the cloud that was like getting squished.
It looks like it was getting squished.
After class, kids and parents are reunited and walk out of school together, not just practicing English, but building bonds too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Sunny skies, a high near 76 ahead of us today, overnight low 52, warmer tomorrow with a high near 81. It's 54 degrees in Dallas, 49 in Fort Worth.